boys done playing? Shaolin sent Wong Jackman to spy on me.
He may be the only person in this world who can tear down everything I've been working so hard to build up. Sooner or later, gonna have to fight him.
When I saw the title card and the logo appeared based on inspired events, I almost fucking gagged on my M&Ms. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I was like sitting there going like, you gotta be fucking kidding me if you actually believe that I think that you followed an inspired event. Get the fuck out of here. Talking about Birth of the Dragon, movie that I'm not gonna lie, just downright insulted me, my intelligence, if anything. I thought this movie was shit. and honestly, that's being putting it lightly. Like I said, Birth of the Dragon, supposed to follow the... You would think by watching the trailer it's supposed to follow the mystery fight between Wong Jackman and Bruce Lee. But no. This movie decided to take some creative liberties. Because let's be real, nobody really knows the actual events that happened. Only five people were present at the time of the Wong Jackman Bruce Lee fight, and it was in San Francisco. And those five people, they don't say anything. We've heard numerous accounts. If you're a big Bruce Lee fan such as I am, or just a big martial arts fan such as I am, you've heard about multiple stories. I think even Bruce Lee, Linda Lee Caldwell, sorry, he here, did an interview. Lee gave an interview without naming Wong or whatever and stuff. And it was in the... what was her book called? I know it was Bruce Lee. I don't remember what it was called, but the way she described the fight in there and whatever, she pretty much said that, you know, Wong had tucked his tail and ran away, you know, until Bruce Lee had to tell him, oh, I'm not done with you yet. No, whatever. You know, Wong had all published, because he read that and he thought it was such bullshit. He published his own story, a little article, but he didn't really say much into it. He just said, you know, fight lasted 25 minutes, so, you know, there really was no definitive winner. Nobody really picked sides of saying who won. There's mysteries that, you know, Bruce Lee won, Wong won, they both walked out, there was no winner. I mean, the rumors go on and on and on and on and on. As far as I'm concerned, I pretty much just don't look into the rumors and whatever. I mean, only those five people will know, and plus Wong and Bruce Lee would know. Well, Bruce Lee wouldn't know anything right about now. He's kind of dead. If I'm not mistaken, Wong should be, like, probably in his 70s now? He's still alive, so he should be in his 70s. And I know because he's a master martial arts teacher or whatever. I know he stopped doing that around in his 40s or whatever. So, and he still lives in San Francisco. Shit, why don't you just go ask him then if you're so curious about the fucking who won that fight? But I'm sure he watched this movie and it just like took like probably 3 years off of his life even more though. But yeah, let's go ahead and tell a plot synopsis if I can. You watch the trailer, and then most you think of is, oh, this movie's just going to be built around getting to that epic conclusion of these two fighting. No. That's not what this movie's about at all. This movie is about this non-talented, boring-ass white dude who thinks he's Armie Hammer, or at least thought he could have played Armie Hammer's stunt double. But no, we soon realized that he just wasn't talented at all, so... He had to be in a Blumhouse WWE studio produced film that, fuck both those studios, by the way. I already didn't like Blum Studios, and WWE, man, they can't even put on a good show for Monday Night Raw, or SmackDown for that matter, so why the fuck would I believe they can make a good movie? But he plays Steve McKee in here. He's a student of Bruce Lee. And to put it lightly, he fucking sucks. And I'm talking about his martial arts. He sucks. Like, he's got a chip on his shoulder. Just nothing but anger, frustration. He talks the big talk, but other than that, he can't really do anything like that. They tried to set him up with, like, some backstory why he's so angry, but it never goes anywhere. And he's just like, who gives a fuck, really? I came here to see Bruce Lee, goddammit. I came here to see the build-up to this fight. I didn't come here to see this guy right here. Who gives a fuck about this guy? Actually, this movie kind of pissed me off the more I think about it. And you almost, you know what happens when you piss me off, movie? You know what happens. Right now, I'm currently writing a best and worst of list right now. You know what happens? Get my pen out. You might have just made the list, bitch. I'm gonna write you on there right there. Yeah, that's right. So, he ends up... Oh, yeah, that's right. He works for his fat friend, who also is useless as fuck. Vinny Wei, who played by Simon Yen. He also sucks ass. He does a lot of underground gambling with the Chinese mafia, if you will. I forgot what they were called. I heard someone say the triad, and I was like... Fucking Japanese, you fucking retard. Anyway, but I forgot what was the name of the Chinese mafia in this film here. So the Chinese mafia, I guess they own like their own little Chinese restaurant, if you will, too, in Chinatown of San Francisco. And Steve McKee and Vinny, they work at Vinny's mom's laundromat store, if you will, dry cleaning, all that stuff. Well, Steve, he's about to go deliver some tablecloths and stuff like that to the restaurant. He ends up doing it, but he's like, they're like, damn, is this all you can bring in? He's like, I only got two hands. Hold on, send someone to help me. They send this girl out who, what was her name? Oh, it was, Shulin. Yeah, Shulin Kwan. There we go. She's played by Jing Jing Q. Or Q Jing Jing. I know I'm fucking that all up, whatever. But Shulin. Shulin comes out to help him, and, you know, he's already smitten with her, if you will. And he's trying to, he understands she speaks English, and, you know, she asks for the books in there in his van and stuff like that. And he's like, oh, that's how you learn English, whatever. And she tells him, I'm not supposed to talk with outside strangers. We later find out that she's kind of a slave to the Chinese mafia here. She made a deal with them saying, hey, you help me get to America, I'll give you my services until I pay off my debt. But what little does she know, you never pay off your debt with the Chinese mafia. They're going to keep her forever and ever and ever. Which is, that's the reason why they don't want her talking to strangers or anything like that. They later, I don't know, for some odd ass, I don't even know how, to be honest. She manages to sneak out at times. They go on dates to go play baseball and shit like that. And I'm just like, who gives a fuck? What's his name? Wong, he shows up to America. And for some reason, Steve and Vinny, they find out in a fucking magazine. I don't know why that'd be in a fucking magazine in the first damn place, but whatever. Hey, Wong Jackman is coming to America. Check him out soon, live on pay-per-view, or whatever. I was like... It was literally in a Chinese magazine that he was coming to America, and they found out, and he was, like, posing and shit like that, and I was just like, what the fuck? Okay. I know he's a big deal, but they had him in here as a monk, which, from my knowledge of knowing about Wong Jackman, he wasn't a monk. I could have sworn even back in China he was a martial artist. Whatever, though. The movie takes his liberties and stuff like that. So he comes out here, and basically he comes here to cleanse his soul. What he did, there's an opening fight sequence here where he was fighting a special Tai Chi master. It was a demonstration, and he let his ego get the best of him. He thought he was losing, so he hit him with a deadly kick that paralyzed him from the waist, from the neck below. So he probably would never be able to fight again. So he's come to America to wash dishes at his cousin's restaurant to cleanse his soul. Now, that was all cool stuff, and I was thinking, like, oh... Man, this trailer really is a fucking bait and switch, damn, because this trailer made it seem like, oh, he came here to put a stop to Bruce Lee's ways and stuff like that. And then Bruce Lee even goes on for, no, that's not why he's here. He's here because he tells this whole completely different story. The Chinese, in the Chinese monastery, they believe that me teaching whites is wrong. They're even more offended that I married a white girl. he's here to shut me down, so forth, so forth. And almost to a point where he damn near convinces himself that's the reason why he's here. No other reason here. So, already they already made Bruce Lee an unlikable fucking prick. I mean, it doesn't help that this actor, Philip Neig, is playing him neither. Philip Wan Lung Neig. Because, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't like him at all. I know a lot of people saying, oh, he had some moments of Bruce Lee. I'm like, oh, they sucked ass if you ask me or whatever. See, Bruce Lee, even though he was kind of a prick, it was something charismatic about him where he just like, man, I really like that guy. This guy here, he doesn't have that charisma. So when he does fucked up things or stuff like that, which he does a lot of, and this was this fight took place like 8 years before Enter the Dragon. So this is before Bruce Lee was the superstar that America took him as and stuff like that. So I hear a lot of people saying this was the start of putting him up to superstardom. It's like, no, the fuck it wasn't. Okay, no, it wasn't. It was an unknown fight that only 5 fucking people saw. No, it was not, okay? He didn't really get his superstardom until years after this. So, his whole thing is he wanted to put Kung Fu on the map. He wanted to be the one that showed the world what Kung Fu was and stuff like that. And although Wong Jackman had his differences of how it should be displayed, that it really wasn't the reason why he was in San Francisco. He really injured a man. He let his pride and ego get in the way, and he had to cleanse his soul or whatever by doing whatever mediocre work he could find and restoring the balance within himself. But Bruce Lee goes throughout the whole movie stating, I have to fight him because he's trying to shut me down. And then you just really come off that, like, no, it's just an ego thing that you feel threatened and you just have to fight him to prove your dominance. That's all it was, whatever. It was just like, that really just takes things out of the fight itself now. But you only see bits and pieces of that. Outside of that, it's this Steve McKee character here who gets involved. I guess I told you plot synopsis here. He gets involved with this by wanting to rescue this girl, Shu Lin, and from the Chinese mafia. And they said, look, the only way we'll do it, okay, we'll make you a bill. If you can get these two to fight, we can make a lot of money off of it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, man, I know this is some bullshit right here. It's a horrible story to get them to fight, too, to be honest. But nonetheless, that's your plot synopsis. I gotta tell you, man, I was sitting there, and there was times I was just swearing out loud. There was a part in the movie where this dude, Steve McKee, first of all, he sucks ass. And the camera is on him 24/7 of this movie. And it was just like, who gives a fuck about this dude? First of all, he's bland as shit. Which you can just say that about everyone in here. With the exception of Wong Jackman, I thought he did a great job. He played him pretty damn well, if I must say. I thought he was pretty damn good for the role. He did really play up to the monk part. Playing his character. Everybody else, I thought, sucked ass. Even the side characters, they really was just terrible. I was like, nobody. And the camera's on them a lot, too. And you're just like, who gives a fuck about these dudes? You got this dude, Steve McKee, though. And he's putting a lot of effort into seeing this Chinese girl at this Chinese mafia restaurant here. And I'm just like, are you just stupid? Or is this just white privilege here? And even throughout the whole movie, this Steve McKee character, as he talks to Wong Jackman, had me just rolling my eyes here. And I was like, this is one of the reasons why I don't like martial arts films in America with a white character or anything like that. Because it just gets really fucking annoying, to be honest. It was just getting, why won't you fight? I don't get it. It's kind of cowardice. It's really a cowardice. He just didn't understand any of the teachings, the lessons. And then he's sitting up there saying, why won't you train me then or whatever? It's like, because you're a fucking moron. That's why I won't train you. It's like, why would I teach you? Wong Jackman also believed, too, that martial arts, kung fu, if you will, was something that, you know, was developed in China and stuff like that. It should stay in China. And let's be real. He probably had a point because the Western culture, especially the white man back in America in the day, with what they see, what they like to fucking take. And, they would have took that shit and made it their own had it not be. But so I like his reasoning for that too as well. But you go back to this Steve guy. And every time he's on screen or whatever, it's just a blithering halt to the damn film here. Especially when he's like, Sifu, Bruce Lee, I don't want to train here no more because I'm learning from Wong. Wong is just like practicing in a park, and he's like, I'm learning from Wong. It's like, and you're not learning from Wong if you're just watching him. Plus, you still can't fight. But he puts a lot of effort into trying to save this girl, which I have no idea why. To the point he gets caught, and they just tell him, hey, these two have to do this fight here. Which, by the way, the fight is damn near like somewhere in the middle of the film. There's like no build up to it whatsoever. If this was the a perfect example is, you know, we got the Mayweather Conor McGregor fight. All the press conferences and build up to this fight or whatever, it could be the biggest pay-per-view buyout, probably bigger than the Pacquiao one, which is I think was a 5 million pay-per-view buyout. This one is striving for like 6 million. I think it'd probably hit 5 million. I don't think it's going to hit 6 million or something like that, but it'd be a record if they did. The presses that they did, just the promotional market piece here. You get to this fight here, and what this movie does, it has no fucking setup. Even their training montage to get ready for the fight was just weak as hell. You're just like, oh, okay. There were some cool shots of Wong Jackman, him training and stuff like that, him doing his flips and all that. But other than that, that was about it. And there was nothing to this at all. They get to the actual fight, and I remember going, I think I said out loud, I was like, over fucking produced typical American martial arts scene. That's exactly what this is. There was even a point where he tells Steve McKee here, he tells the girl, Shu Lin, he's like, I have a way to free you. And I just can't help but just saying, what if she don't want to fucking leave, you idiot? Because she's built a bond with the other girl. There's other people there that's in slavery as well, too. You think she's just gonna randomly just get up and leave and be like, bye, bitches? No. There's a sisterhood there or whatever. And even the girl, she even looks at him and just says, what do you mean you have a way to get me free? She's like, well, I can't leave. Because she's the only one that speaks English out of all the girls and stuff. Like, she's actually teaching them to speak English. She's kind of the leader of the girls here. And she tells him, I can't leave. She's like, what about the other girls? They're like sisters to me. I couldn't bear to leave them here or whatever. And he just has this look on his face. And I remember saying right out loud, you fucking dumbass. So I was like, this fight really has no meaning now because no matter who wins, she ain't going to want to leave unless she gets the other girls. So I was like, this fight is truly pointless now in this film here. They have a fight and it's whatever, really. There was a sequence here where like, Wong Jackman kind of had like, I was about to say Gun Kato vision or whatever it may be. Like, he could see where the punches of Bruce Lee and kicks were going to come and stuff like that. Like, he could predict where they were going to come. And I'm not going to lie, I thought that was just ridiculous as fuck for this fight sequence here. I mean, it's cool in some aspects here, but just in this fight sequence alone here, I was just like, come on now. Let's get to the point here. The whole point of why Wong Jackman also wanted to fight him too, though, was not because of for this girl, but he feels like he could be, in this fight, a teacher to Bruce Lee to show him his limitations and show him that, you know, bring his, bring out that cockiness in him or whatever, but bring out, like, a better fighter than what he is, because he believes his only limitation is not his style, but it's the person wielding it, because, you know, he doesn't see, I guess, in himself to see what a great martial artist he could be because, well, he's too glorified by the fame and money and all that stuff, which he really is in this fucking movie, to see what he really can do. This had nothing to do with wanting to stop him from teaching Western. Even though Wong Jackman had different opinions of it, he never fucking even brought it up to Bruce Lee. You shouldn't be teaching with a white man and stuff like that. So it was like, the fact that they're marketing the fight off of that is really fucking asinine to ask me. But they have this shitty looking fight that kind of ends with Wong Jackman. He easily could have beat him, but didn't. Then it was like Bruce Lee could just finish him off, but he didn't as well here. So the fight just ends with no contest, no winner. And they don't release the girls. The Chinese mafia is pretty pissed off because everybody put a bet in and they can't release the money, or they can't get their money neither, because, well, they haven't announced a winner, and it only takes one of them to say, hey, we lost. But neither one of them will, because Bruce Lee, he learned some things about himself in this fight. You know, he learned some things he didn't know he could even do, that his body was able to do. He did go back to a little bit of his former Wing Chun style fighting him, which I do love that style of fighting here. Even though throughout the whole movie, Bruce Lee is telling, like, it's almost like he forgot what Ip Man taught him or something like that, because throughout this whole fucking movie, he's just teaching people just to kick ass. Just kick ass, you know. He teaches them about offense. Even though the Wing Chun style is, granted, he ain't teaching them this at all, because they sucked ass at doing it or whatever. But even though the Wing Chun style is not a martial arts offense, it's a martial arts defense. It has some offensive moves in it, but it's more of just how to avoid your adversary. And which is what Long Jackman was doing in that fight, and it was frustrating Bruce Lee. And I'm just sitting there going, like, why are you your martial arts mastery is Wing Chun. Whatever. I don't know. I was getting more pissed off the more I watched this movie and stuff. Mainly because we had to follow this boring ass white character, Steve McKee, and I'm just like, oh, and this stupid ass love interest here, which comes out of fucking nowhere too. It's just like, so you fell for this girl like in a matter of a week or two, and you were willing to die, take on the Chinese mafia for her. It's like, you're fucking crazy. And the first time that's like you've ever seen any of these people before, it kind of baffles me as well too. But I digress here. So neither one of them wants to admit defeat or a win here. Wong Jackman, he's kind of like, well, if I admit that I won, then I failed as a teacher to Bruce Lee in teaching him that he was wrong in his ways. If I admit I lost, that means he still didn't learn anything. And Bruce Lee is just kind of sitting there and kind of disbelief that, you know, he actually had limitations, so he really just doesn't want to speak about it at all. This guy, Steve McKee, tells him, fine then, I don't need any of your help. I'll go save her myself or whatever and shit. He goes to this restaurant, pulls up on his bike, he rushes in there, and they like, hey, you got a winner? He says, yeah, I got your winner. He tries to take a punch at this dude. He gets his ass whipped, and he should be thankful that he just got his ass whipped. If they didn't murder his ass. He gets his ass whipped trying to free her. Bruce Lee goes to Wong Jackman, and they both say, hey, we need to work together to help him because, well, they probably gonna kill him and the girls. And this is kind of our pupil. We can't allow this to happen. So Wong Jackman decides to do it, and it, honestly, it just goes completely against his character arc throughout this whole film of why he didn't want to do it in the first place, but whatever. I will say that this fight sequence here was a little bit fun, just seeing these two work together. The action set pieces I thought were just bland as fuck as an American movie could make or whatever and stuff like that. As everybody knows, I'm a huge fan of Chinese cinema, or just Asian cinema for that matter. And just whenever I see it done in America, it just, because I've seen so many of the movies, it just looks like such oversaturated bullshit, to be honest. I mean, especially just overproduced more than anything. And here you can definitely tell it was. I thought it was a fun fight, though. And I think some people would have fun with that fight. But at the end of the day, I just didn't care. I mean, they saw they're beating people up, and they go in here, and then they just beat the rest of these guards up here. And then they just tell the mafia people that, hey, Bruce Lee won. Release all the girls now. They all get released. Everybody lives happily ever after. Bruce Lee learned something. Hey, let me show you my one punch. Ah, you know. And that gets to that part. And then Wong Jackman goes back to China in the end. And everybody lives a fucking happy moment, I guess. Whatever. I hated this movie. I hated this movie so much. I remember saying halfway through the movie. I was talking out loud, too. I remember saying out loud in the movie. I said, what is this movie in? I gotta take a shit. I don't even think I had to take a shit in either of those. I just thought I wanted to just sit on the toilet and just like put my hand on my head, whatever, and just shake my head through it continuously. Just go like, oh, that was some dog shit. And there was a part I thought about just getting up and leaving. I was like, you know what? I think I know how this wraps up. I think I should just get up and leave. But then I was like, no, it might do some ridiculous shit, so let me stick around to watch that. I thought the action sequences were just generic as fuck, uninspired. The camera work on it was just lazy as shit. They didn't do anything with the camera work at all. And it's directed by, what's his name, George Nolfi. Yeah, George Nolfi. Well, if I'm not mistaken, he worked on, he was a writer for the Bourne, which one was it? Was it the Bourne Ultimatum? I think it was that one. I can't remember here. But he's only directed a few films. And a lot of them were back, I think his first one was Adjustment Bureau. And then after that, he did some shorts. So this is probably like his second mainstream film, if you will. Well, mainstream. I personally think this movie's going to fail hard this fucking weekend, but that's just me. He's in a lot more screenplays for like Ocean 12 and stuff like that. I think this person, personally, this dude should stick to directing or writing for heist films, because he don't know how to write a Bruce Lee martial arts film for save his own ass. Bruce Lee's on the fucking cover of the damn poster and shit like that. The title is called Birth of the Dragon. He's not even in the fucking movie long enough to even be titled that. And this ain't even the starting point of the fucking dragon being born, if you will, and stuff like that. This movie just showed you nothing of that dragon we knew him to be 8 years later after Enter the Dragon. It's just a playoff words for the fucking movies and stuff like that, which I think the director has said. He's just like, it's kind of a combination of a lot of his films and stuff like that. And it's just like, ugh. Bruce Lee is rolling over in his fucking grave right now. Whatever. What was the... I can't believe I'm blanking on the name of the movie where Bruce Lee and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had the fight sequence. Why the fuck am I forgetting the name of that movie right now? Probably because it was a piece of shit. It was a movie where they pretty much... Bruce Lee was already dead, and they've only filmed about... I wouldn't even say they filmed it for a movie, neither. It was just filming for... Bruce Lee only filmed this for concept ideas, whatever. And it was the last 15 minutes of the movie. Well, they made a... Hollywood decided to make a movie out of it. And they got a bunch of different Chinese people to play Bruce Lee. And you could obviously tell this film was just horrible. Birth of the Dragon gives that movie a run for its money. I thought this film was equally just as fucking bad, to be honest. I'm easily gonna drop a fuck it on this movie. It's getting the fuck it mainly because, me being a fan, I really just had no intentions of liking this movie at all. But then watching it and seeing that, oh, it's not even about this fight at all. It's about Steve McKee character saving this Chinese girl, Xu Lin, from the Chinese mafia. And I was like, this is really a fuck it then. And it also helps that this dude just can't fight at all. It's just like, who gives a shit? I thought this movie was going to be a build-up to this mystery fight that we saw. Now, if I was making a movie based on that fight, I would have Wong Jackman be talked about as a legend. I would show some scenes of him in China, of him just setting him up to be this just all-inspiring mentor fighter and stuff like that. Then, about 10-15 minutes spent there, I would go over to America, show Bruce Lee's, show him what he does. And then he later have him find out that, you know, well, hey, Wong Jackman's coming to America, blah, blah, blah. I would set them up on equal standards or whatever, showing what they both are doing in America. I would build the tension there. And finally, I would build around the fight that's going to eventually happen towards the end of the film. That's what the hell I would do as a filmmaker. Now, I'm not a filmmaker. I don't never have any kind of script details or nothing like that I would make if I were making a movie or something like that. But for a martial arts film, I think I got that in the bag. I think if I was to make a film, first of all, I wouldn't make a martial arts film unless I had like nothing but an all Chinese cast or something like that or whatever. I definitely wouldn't pull this bullshit that it had pulled in this Steve McKee character, which, by the way, is not even a real character to this story, but that's why I say inspired on true events or whatever. So you, the fucking director and writer made this guy and thought that the American audience would love it if, oh, we stuck a romance angle in here. Oh, that's why I fucking hate American-made movies based on Chinese events and stuff like that. This is a fuck it. Fuck this movie. It kind of pisses me off the more I think about it. So I need to get out of here before I get angry.
What does Sifu Lee teach you?
It teaches us to kick ass.
Kick ass? Your technique is impressive. But it has one limitation.
What?
You. I'm the future. You're the past. You're the irrelevant one.
Fight me.
Okay. accept our challenge.
Raised up from the ashes, never doubt us now. A new face for this next generation.
No rules, no holds barred.
No limits, you guys kill each other.
Now, you begin to exceed your limits.
What limits?
Show you my one-inch punch, Tony?